Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. An early planted soybean crop helped a Davies County farmer have an extremely high yield per acre in 2018. Scott Sogelman describes his farm as a typical row crop operation.
I planted about 3,000 acres, and I started out with my father, and he passed away in 1994, and I had a brother who was my partner, and he passed away about 3 years ago. So for the time being, I'm just pretty much on my own. I've got one full-time person that helps me, so I pretty much, when it's time to go, I just go hard. And the last several years, I've just had great years, you know, with the blessing from the Lord, I guess is a lot of it. Maybe, I'm not sure. But all we need to do is get the price back up, that's for sure.
Zogelman says he kind of felt a little out of place when he planted the award-winning soybeans last spring in April.
I'm not too much into the fire water or any of the magic potion medicines, but I did plant a little bit of corn a week before, about April 17th, and then we got the rain in, so I couldn't plant corn anymore, and I run a bean planter and a corn planter. So I decided, what the heck, I'd get in the bean planter and plant some soybeans.
Yeah, it's a combination of the soil and rain really helped his bean crop.
That we had so much rain last spring, and it's more in a Karnak dirt, which is kind of a black gumbo, which is not the best dirt for corn at all, but it does make good beans. It doesn't get the disease pressure. And they only get about knee high, but boy, they sure were loaded with pods.
We'll hear more in a moment.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living, it is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising their food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our family.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Davis County farmer Scott Zogelman says he chose the Asgrow variety for a couple of reasons.
They were early variety at 2.9 Asgrow. They're extend beans, but I did not have to use any dicamba on the beans. But, you know, I think just for the best yield, you need to stay with extend. In my operation anyway, I think the genetics are better.
He notes the soybeans look great when he harvested the crop in the fall.
Short bean. Very little weed pressure. The rain felt good for them. Thrashed good. The test weight was good. When I got in the combine, they just looked super good, and they turned out great. So I'm extremely happy with all the Asgrow brands.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.